This is a Bikiyush recording from Maseches Chagiga Daf Hey Amid Aleph. We left off, we had gotten to the top of Hey Amid Aleph already and finished off the story of the Malach HaMaves taking someone before their time and giving the years back to a Talmud Chacham who's Maver Al Midosim. So now we're about 8 lines in. The last word, the first word on the line is Chivufel, and now we're up to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Kimati Lahaikra, Bachi. Rabbi Yochanan, when you reach the following pasuk, he would cry, Batisiseni, Bo Levolo Hina. So it sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu is maces this person. He causes this person to sin and to be swallowed up for no reason. So it says Rabbi Yochanan, Evet Sharabu Mesisimo Benises Tapani Eshlo, a person whose master, a servant whose master forces him or entices him to do averos, can this person have any takana? Is this person able to fix himself and survive in any way? It's too hard. Rabbi Yochanan Kimati Lahaikra, Rabbi Yochanan, we get to another Pasuk Bach, he would cry as well. Hein Mikdosha Lo Yamin. Says that Hashem doesn't believe in His holy ones. If He doesn't believe in His holy ones, who is He going to believe in? Meaning, I don't understand. How does it mean that Hashem doesn't believe in those who are holy and serve Him properly? So Yom Echad says the Gemara story that one day he was going on the road. He saw a particular fellow who was picking figs. Shavik Hanach Demati Vishakal Hanach Delomati. He was putting aside those that are already ripe, and he's taking the ones that were not yet ripe. Amar le, so he said to him, Lav Hani Malin Tvei, aren't the ripe ones better? Amar le, Hani lo urcha ba'inam. I need these for the road. Hani Natron, Hani lo Natron. The ripe ones will not last, they won't keep. And therefore, by the time I finish my trip, they're going to be rotten or overripe. And these that are not yet ripe, they will keep and they will be good for the road. So Amar said, Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu dechsev, hein b'gdoshav lo yamin. Right, that's what it means when it says that Hashem does not believe in His holy ones. Meaning, not that He doesn't believe in them, He doesn't trust that they are good. It means that He's afraid that they will undo all of their good deeds if He leaves them on this earth for too long, and therefore He takes them from this world at a young age so that they can go straight to Gan Eden without any possibility of sin. So, correct the Gemara, Aini, is this true? There was a particular student in the neighborhood of Rabbi Alexandria, Ushchiv Adazutra, and he died very young. The Omar, and they said, it was said about this case, if those from the rabbis would have wanted, he would have lived. So what does this mean? Rashi explains that if the rabbis would have wanted him to go in the proper path, or they would have davened for him to go in the proper path, he would have lived. Meaning, so when he died, they attributed it to the fact that he was not successful in following in the ways of his Rebbeim, and the Rebbeim didn't put the proper kokos into him, whatever it was. So, correctly, Gemara of him, Isa, if this is true, that Hamek Dosha Lo Yamin, Dilma Mehamek Dosha Lo Yamin Hava. Maybe he was one of the people who died young because he was such a Kadosh. Why do you have to assume that the guy died because he wasn't on the exact right path? Our answer is Ahu Mevayit Rabosav Havi, because this fellow was one who rebelled against his Rebbeim, and he was Chutzpedik his Rebbeim, and that's how they knew that he was not from the Hein Mikdosh of Lyam, and rather, if the rabbis would have put him on a better path, he would have lived. Next case of Rabbi Yochanan, Kimati Lahaikra Bachi. Rabbi Yochanan would cry when he reached the following possible Karab, Ki Alechem Amishra Baisi Eid Memahir, the Machshafim, Menachim, Meshpan, Meshekev, Oshkes, Harsachir. So the pasuk says, I'm going to come to, close to you in judgment, justice, and I will be a witness that was quick to testify about what? About the kishuf that you're doing, about the sorcery, and the arayos that you're doing, and the lies that you're telling and swearing falsely, and the business that you're cheating in when you don't pay your workers on time. So, Evet Sharabu Mekarvu Laduno Memayer La'ido Takanik Eishlawa. So if you have a master who is bringing you close to justice, and is going to testify against you quickly, so does he have any chance of succeeding? He has no takana. If Hashem's going to testify against us, we're in big trouble. So, and similarly, we had an earlier statement of a Tanner of Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar of Yochanan ben Zakkai, Oy lanu sheshakal aleinu akosim kalas kachamos. Woe is to us that the Torah treats these lighter sins, meaning obviously you're not allowed to do any of these sins, but talks about cheating in business, and swearing falsely on the same level as sorcery, which is a chi of Misa, and arayos, which is a chi of Misa. So we're being treated the same for the light averos as in the stringent averos, and we're in big trouble. Amrei Shlakish. Reish Lakish says further, Kol amata dino shel ger, Anyone who does injustice to a ger, he perverts the justice or skews the justice of a ger. It's like he's doing the same thing to God. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, this is the next words in the pasuk. So Oshkei Schar Sacher is where we left off. Then it says Almana v'yasom umate ger, right, and a person who skews the justice of a ger. But umatik sin, it's spelled with a yud at the end. It could have said mate with, you know, without, it didn't have to be with a yud, and therefore the fact it's spelled with a yud, you could also read it as mati, it's like you're doing it to me, says God. And therefore I consider it as if you did injustice to me. Amra Kanina Bar Papa, but we see further, kola osid davar mascaripo, mochlo lo miyad. But if a person does something wrong, and then he feels badly about it, so he is forgiven immediately, because the rest of the pasuk reads, lo yiruni, meaning all of these things, yireuni, sorry. All these things, you don't fear me. Amar Hashem Tzvach, that's the end of the Pasuk Malachi. So he says, you don't fear me, but if you were to fear me, then I would have forgiven you, even though you did all these horrible sins. Miad, immediately. So Rav Yochanan, Kimati Lahai Kron, next case, Rav Yochanan, when he reached the following Pasuk, Bachi, he would cry. Ki es kol ma'aseh elokim yavi b'mish, but I'll kol me'elam. So he says that all the things that you have done concerning God, you'll be brought to justice on all of the hidden matters. So Evid Shirabo Shokel Blo Shkagos Kizdonos, the Kana Yeshlo. So he says, it sounds like God is treating our accidental sins, the hidden matters that we don't even know about, the same way as if we sinned against God in an open way. So is that, what chance do we have? Kohana, right. So he says, Maya Kohana Elam. What does it mean about all the hidden things? Amar Rav. Rav says, Zahorig Kina Bifnei Chavero V'Nimas. Well, this is a person who he's being mean to his friend in a strange way, that he kills a bug in front of his friend to gross him out. Ushmon is a rock Bifnei Chavero V'Nimas, or a person who spits in front of his friend to gross him out, meaning some very small thing, but we're taken to task for even these small things that we do as an inconvenience to our fellow man. My in tovim, the rest of the pasuk says Hashem cheshvins whether these are good things or bad things. Amar devei Rav Yana is no sin tzedaka la'ani b'farhesya. Right, this is the case of a person who gives tzedakah to a poor man in public, meaning in a way that humiliates him. Ki hader Rav Yana chazir who gavur the koyard zuzal la'ani b'farhesya. Rav Yana saw the following person who gave money to a poor man in public. Amalan mutav below yahavislay. Mehashid Yahavislay v'kasafte. He says, better you wouldn't have given it to him at all, but now that you gave it to him in such a public forum, and you humiliated him. The Beir Rav Shila, Rav Shila says a different interpretation, but a similar idea. It's like a person who gives tzedakah to a woman who needs it, but he does it in private. Why? Because you're causing her to be suspected, meaning now, people see you go into an alley and you give the woman the money, so it looks like some kind of inappropriate transaction going in here. Maybe there's an affair here or something, and therefore people are going to suspect the worst. So you shouldn't do mitzvahs in a way that's also going to lead to negative things. It's like a person who sends a cut of meat that was not yet kashered in the proper way to his wife on Erev Shabbos when she's rushed, and she's going to, it's a possibility that she's not going to do it and kasher it properly, because Erev Shabbos is just, she would assume that you kashered it properly and she's not going to realize that it wasn't done. Rava did this all the time. So no, shiny basar chizda the kimle begava de bekia. Right, so these different Rava's wife was the daughter of Rav Chizda, and he knew that she was an expert in Hukkos Kashrus, and therefore she knew how to kasher the meat, and she would be able to tell with one look that it wasn't yet kasher. Rav Yochanan kimati la'ekra b'achi, back to Rav Yochanan reaching Psukim and crying about them. B'hoya kisem tse'eno so ros rabos v'tzaros. Right, says, and it'll come when these terrible evil things and pains and difficulties find you. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing upon us, he's causing to find us bad and difficult things, is there any way we can survive? So my ra'os vitzaros, what does it mean, bad things that are difficult? Amar Rav, ra'os shenasos tzaros zuzu, bad things that actually are in conflict with one another. Kigon, zibura ve'akrav, like a person who gets stung or he gets stung by two different animals, and one of them, Rashi explains, requires hot to take away this sting, and one of them requires cold to take away this sting. So let's say you get a snake bite and a scorpion sting, and then so the scorpion, one needs cold, but the cold irritates the other one and makes it worse. And the other one needs hot, but the hot irritates the other one and makes it worse. So you just, you're stuck. You're in a horrible situation. So that's what it means. Ra'os v'tzaros. He says, no, this is referring to a person who is finally, he couldn't give money to a poor person before things got bad. Meaning, when you're in a situation that your business is about to go under, so you only need $1,000 to keep things on the right path. But then what happens is you don't have the $1,000 to give to a poor person at the time, or the poor person doesn't have the money. So then the business goes under, but now it's going to take $100,000 to bail him out. So he gets the money, but it's too late, and it's not enough to bail him out at that point. So that's Rabos, Raulus with Tsaros. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Hayne Dami Inchi Zuzala Lola Lo Shchicha L'Tlisa Shchia. Right, so he says that's what it means when you need you need a zuz, you need a dollar to buy the grain when it's cheap, you don't find it, but when it costs three, you find that dollar, but it's not enough. And then the pasuk continues with Hara Pi Bo Bayama Huva Azavtim Mistar Pi Panamihem. So he says that I'll get very angry at him at that time, and I will abandon him, and I'll hide my face from him. I'm Rav Bardula Bar Tivyome. I'm a Rav. Kol she'ino behester ponim, eino mehem. So Rav Bardula Bar Tivyome says, in the name of Rav, if a person doesn't experience some hester ponim, he's not from them. And he's not considered a mainstream member of the Jewish people if he doesn't feel the pain of hester ponim. And similarly, kol she'ino behayol le'echol, eino mehem. If a person is not considered part of Klal Yisrael, if he doesn't feel himself being consumed a little bit, or feel his nechassim be consumed a little bit by the non-Jewish oppressors in this world, then he's not considered a full-fledged member of the Jewish people. Okay, we'll continue Bezrat Hashem next time.